You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I want to start off with, we learned this morning that Graham Glasgow and the Detroit Lions reached a new contract, 3 years, $20 million, $9.5 guaranteed. I'd love to hear your thoughts on them bringing Graham Glasgow back.
Yeah, well, you solidified a piece of that offensive line, right? We knew that there was going to be some holes there with Jonah Jackson and Graham being free agents. I think it's the right move to bring Graham back. I think he clearly showed last year how valuable he is to this team. And remember, you know, they brought him in on a 1 year deal to kind of be that sixth man, right? He didn't really get an opportunity to earn a starting spot in training camp because Frank Ragnow was missing a lot of time. Vitae was missing a lot of time. Like he kind of had to float in a bunch of different positions where he didn't really get to focus on that right guard spot until later in training camp when Vitae ended up going back on the IR and it was Graham's job. And then after the, you know, rest of the season, he solidified that guard spot. He had to play a couple games at center, you know, with Frank kind of in and out. But look, Graham is an underrated player, you know, not only on this team, but in the league. The stability that he brings, and at a price tag that is probably going to be a third of what other guards are going to get on this market. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kevin Dotson was a guy from the Rams that signed for $16 million a year. I know he's younger, but if you watch the tape of those two guys, it's not a glaring difference between saying, oh, Kevin Dotson's on a whole different level than Graham Glasgow. They're both solid players. So, and look, for me, you're getting two players, right? You're getting two for the price of one. You're getting a starting guard. He's going to be penciled in as the starting right guard for this team, but you're also getting a heck of a high talented backup center, right? Which we know, especially on this team with Frank Ragnow, he's had kind of some unlucky injuries pop up over the last few years. We know that that's always going to be kind of a small concern of his availability, and it's only going to continue to grow the older that he gets. So I'm not saying Frank is injury prone or anything like this, but that's a position to me on this team that you have to address, because both of those guys, and especially with Frank, we know how valuable he is to this team. If something happens to him and you can fill in somebody else with a guy like Graham Glasgow, that's going to allow you to kind of at least stay on the same track. So I love the signing. I'm happy for Graham. I'm happy that he gets to settle back down here in Michigan. He obviously made it clear that he wanted to be here, and I think that guys like that are important to keep around. And the price tag, I think, man, that actually seems like a bargain when we start finding out over the next couple of days what offensive guards in particular are going to start getting paid here in free agency.
So I agree. I think it's a good price to get Graham at, and consistency up front with this offense, with Jared Goff, and the uncertainty of Frank, you know, because he's got the foot where it's always going to be an issue. He mentioned it last offseason. It's something that can't be surgically repaired,
and he's going to have to deal with it. Yeah.
And he has, but there are going to be games where, you know, are we likely to see him play a 17-game season again? Probably not. You know, 15, 14 at times. When you have a guy like Graham that can step in there, that Jared Goff is very comfortable with. And I think that's the big tell.